You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, I definitely didn't mastermind it, but I think from our end, I don't really focus on what the other clubs are getting in those sort of deals. It's really just focusing on what's going out for us and what's coming in for us. And we were really comfortable, before yesterday for a few days with what we were getting and giving up in that deal, and wrapped to get Nick Caulfield as part of it, but also protect our points. We sort of slightly increased our points, and then on top of that, only gave away the future fourth.
Tell us about the pursuit of Nick Caulfield, because he hasn't played an AFL game for 2 years, coming off that ACL, had a lot of calf issues this year, but got back late in the year. How long have you pursued him for?
Yeah, I didn't monitor them for a long time. It's probably been the back half of the year as Nick got back to playing at state-led level that we focused in and really assessed his end of the year, and it was good to see him play that last month for Sandringham. Nick's clearly highly talented. He was top five in their BNF as a third-year player in 2020, so there's some ability there. He hasn't had the best of luck with injury the last 2 years, but to finish the year and for his body to be in good nick to get a full pre-season gives us a lot of confidence that we'll get the work into him. And hopefully can really add to our back end next season.
Let's go up to the desk. Kelp.
You got James Harms last week across the line. Sam, in one of the earlier moves, what do you hope to get out of James from a midfield perspective?
Yeah, with James, it was probably just to get some different attributes through our midfield. He's got a little bit of power, covers the ground well, and a real defensive sort of team-first mindset. Keen to get him in there, and also he can play different roles, so whether that's high half forward or on a wing at different stages, so we look forward to seeing what James can do.
It feels like a month ago, but we were here only at the start of last week, and you made one of the first deals in trading up to what has now become pick five. How much did that set you up for the rest of your period, and the talent pool at that point of the draft must really excite you as well?
Yeah, it does. It was definitely the priority coming into the period, was to get up the order and get a look at that top end of the pool, and we feel the top half a dozen in this pool are real top end elite players. There's a different mix at the top end, so we're really open-minded on what that might be, and a bit of work over the next month to decide who that is, and then waiting to see obviously what happens before us. So confident we're going to get a really good player there.
The Wizard, the Colonel. Either of those ones in the mix.
Do him a favour.
You might have to say what their actual names are. They're two that get talked about. There's others as well, but as I said, there's a mix. Yeah, there's some inside players. There's some guys with speed. There's some utility guys who can play forward and are real damaging in front of goal as well.
Like that pick swap, seems like a lifetime ago, but it was only last week. You got a commitment from Jordan Croft to join the club as a father-son. Tell us what Dogs fans can expect from Jordan Croft going forward.
Yeah, it was exciting for him to nominate the club, so that'll obviously all play out over the next period of time. But yeah, Jordan's 200 centimetres, he's a big boy, but he's athletic, got really good endurance, so, and he can be quite versatile. He's played forward the majority of this year, but had little stints in the ruck, and could even play down back as well potentially.